This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
And you are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. And on today's show, as you may have heard earlier, at 10 and 11 a.m., we are asking you about your favorite cassette or your favorite song that you couldn't stop playing on your Walkman, because it is 2019 and it's 40 years anniversary of the Walkman itself. So we're asking you to get in touch with us and let us know what was your first cassette and also what was that song that you couldn't stop repeating on the Walkman, that you just had to stop, rewind, play it again, and you did it so much so that you kind of know how long you need to tap that rewind button before, you know, you actually play at the start of the song itself. Like, that's how good you were in repeating that song. This is before the age of YouTube and, you know, right click loop or repeat that entire track, right?
Or shuffle.
Or shuffle as well. Yeah. So let us know what is your favorite song during your Walkman days. We might just play that song of yours on air for the next hour. So get in touch with us. It's at BFM Radio on Twitter, at BFM Radio on Instagram, or you could send us a WhatsApp about your thoughts on the Sony Walkman, which is 40 years now since the first time it came out to the market. It's 0187898899. Also, following that, we have a story about how Facebook are tracking their haters, apparently, and useful phrases for leaders to inspire or motivate your staff. And this is really good for anyone. Also, you can kind of like look at to yourself and go like, is my boss asking me those or giving me these kind of phrases? And finally, we will end the show with how to stop overthinking your decisions. Anyways, Sony Walkman, 40 years. When the Guardians of Galaxy first screened globally in 2014 and the subsequent sequel in 2017, the modern generations of fans was intrigued by that vintage metallic blue device that appeared together with Chris Pratt's iconic or super cool Star-Lord character in the movie. And I thought that was a really nice touch to bring back the 80s or the 90s in that character where he carries his Walkman along. That stood it, you know, really stood out. And even the soundtrack of the movie itself was, you know, all these classic songs that we used to listen to
from the 70s.
From the 70s, right? Yeah. So the device was Sony's first personal Walkman. It's called the TPS-L2. It gathered overwhelming response. And according to Geek Media, many diehard fans had actually had the itch to purchase a similar Walkman to emulate the beloved character. And I think all of us, after watching that movie, kind of feel like,
I wish I had my Walkman.
Yeah.
I want to have my Walkman back again. Like, we go through your drawers and find, like, where is that Walkman that I had, right? And you go through that whole entire process of, you know, rekindling your past. And in 2019, it marks the 40th anniversary of Sony's first portable cassette player, the TPS-L2. It kind of revolutionized the way consumers listened music on the go. Many were skeptical as the idea of a portable music player without a recording function was unheard of. Well, look at where we are right now, right? And developed by modifying the Pressman, which is Sony's voice recorder, the TCM-100, the TPS-L2 proved to be a huge success, proposing a new lifestyle which became popular around the world. And music lovers were in for another mind-blowing treat when, of course, the Discman came along. It's the world's first portable CD player. It was the D50 in 1984. Catch your breath moment, because everyone was just like, wow.
What is this?
This circular device, big box thingy that you could just walk around and listen to your CDs. The other thing that I remember during my days of the Walkman is that you could never leave home without a pen or a pencil when you carry your Walkman around. And with your CDJ or your Discman, it was a little bit difficult because you can't really run while listening. Yeah.
You can't really walk. So it was
There's no like portability to that at all.
No. It's like a stand
had
man.
It had like the little kind of clip thing.
Yeah.
But that did not work.
It skipped. And then they had new technology where you could do they had the anti-skip.
I mean, did the anti-skip thing actually ever work? Because I remember just playing with that little switch and being like, I don't understand what this does. Because I don't, there's no difference.
I think it would work if you walked at like a certain pace.
Yeah.
Like you had to go like, you know, like one and two and three and then it wouldn't skip.
But yeah. we still bought it and we loved it, right? Yeah. We still used it. And of course, the Walkman didn't quite die because in 2016, Sony announced the NWM. It's the NWWM1Z. They need to work on the names of these Walkmans, by the way. As part of the Signature series, now this is like a digital Walkman. It even provides you with high fidelity audio to listen to your really crisp sound. So kind of a really expensive model as well. I remember it was something of an absurd price. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember my Walkman. I think my brother had it and then I kind of like took it away from him. And I couldn't stop listening to music. It was my first foray into different kinds of genre because I would go into my friends' places and like borrow a cassette. It was the reason why I would visit music stores as well because I wanted to get the new cassette of Linkin Park or Limp Bizkit or Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I needed to go and get their cassette. And it was because I have my Walkman along. Mm. I would take it anywhere I go, even on family holidays.
Yeah.
Now you bring your iPads and your smartphone. Mm-mm. Back then, I only needed my Walkman and my batteries.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, batteries. Yeah, because you can't recharge. Yeah. For me, I had a Walkman. I don't know whose Walkman was it. It was old. It was just like lying there. It would work now and then. But then very quickly, I went to the Discman. Mm. So the Discman was like, oh my God, I can listen to stuff outside the car.
A cool kid.
Like, yeah, cool kid. So you could go like, I could have music outside of home and outside the car, which was, even if it skipped, it was like, oh, this is like mind-blowing, kind of stuff. My first CD was POD. The one with Youth of the Nation.
Youth of the Nation.
Yeah, Satellite, all that stuff. So I bought it. First cassette was Michael Jackson's Dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that cassette cannot work anymore. It's like, I can see there's a visible line on the tape. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, but I still have the cassette. So that was my first cassette. First CD was POD. Yeah, played that so many times.
What about you?
I never had a Walkman. I had a cassette player. I don't think that counts as a Walkman. Mm-hmm. But my first cassette was Winnie the Pooh.
Aww.
As an audiobook, because that's the kind of kid I was. But I did have a Discman. And my first CD was the Britney Spears Oops I Did It Again album. Ooh. Which then led to me singing Oops I Did It Again at a kindergarten concert. I was like six, and I don't know who thought that was appropriate for a 6-year-old to sing, but it happened.
Well, to be fair, she was in school in that music video.
The music video.
Not for Hit Me Baby One More Time, which was the song that I put on loop. But in Oops I Did It Again, I think she's like on Mars or something. But that
I got my songs confused. Okay.
Yeah, but that's my jam.
You got your Britney confused. Yeah.
But that was my jam. Britney Spears stuff.
Was definitely with Arvin, with Michael Jackson. Mm. I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson was probably the first cassette I had.
Cool.
And then I was a big fan of the Cranberries. Mm. That was a huge thing for me. Of course, with the zombie song was huge, but Animal Instincts, Linger. Mm. These were the songs.
Salvation.
Yeah. I couldn't stop listening to this. And then I discovered, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I discovered Limp Bizkit, even Linkin Park. I remember buying the Linkin Park cassette Hybrid Theory was the first one, right? I remember walking to the store and buying and then listening to it. And then I remember saying, like, this band is going to be big. And at that time, CDs was already a thing. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, Hybrid Theory time, they had CD, but I was still stuck with my Walkman. It was just more portable, more easier to listen to.
Yep,
the Discman was just way too big for me to carry around.
I think the thing with me and the Discman, though, is that I learned how to burn CDs, and then it suddenly the world of opportunity opened up to me, and I could make my own mixes with the songs that I liked, and it was great. So I just filled CDs with Gareth Gates and Jesse McCartney.
You became an artiste.
I became a curator of fine art, but
you were doing your own best of, right? That's what I call music.
I would dole out CDs to my friends and be like, these are the songs that I picked for you.
I used to love going through as well those cassettes that are called now that's what I call music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at it and you go like, you know what?
Not
I'm
going
to make my own. And I used to make mixtapes. My brother taught me how to do your own mixtape where you had to put in the cassette, the song that you want, and then you hit record. Mm-hmm. And then once the song is done, you stop the record, you take a different cassette, you play it again, and you record an empty silence for a few seconds, then you record again and then you flip it around.
Yep.
That was real work, That was, you know, something.
The double deck
double
players.
Decks.
Yeah, yeah, double decks.
Yeah, yeah, those were the thing. So let's we've been asking you to get in touch with us. What was your first cassettes and your first song? Let's go on to WhatsApp. What do we have?
Yeah, so I'll just pick. There's a lot of messages, so keep it coming. I'll pick one from Matthew. Matthew says, Walkman and portable transistor radios. Lots of memories with it. Cassettes bought from the night market or Pasar Malam was a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Definitely legit and legal.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. With the hologram and all. I remember playing Sexy Music by the Nolans and Stars on 45 on it most of the time. Mm. I still remember the front cover pics. It was a picture of a the back of a bald-headed guy. We used to call it the Botat Head cassette tape.
See, you don't get that with streaming these days.
No, you don't.
Know?
You don't.
I don't remember the album artwork of new albums if I'm only going to listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Mm. Or any other live streaming.
That's
platform.
Yeah, because it's so
that,
quick.
That touch is gone.
Yeah. There's one from T.H. Lim who says... I bought a Walkman after my college days, and I'm still keeping it. My favorite song back then was Papa, or P-A-P-A. Mm. There's also a message from numbers 5035. It says, own Walkmans, Discman. First cassette was Search, Langit Dan Bumi.
Oh,
Then it's Scorpion. Oh, the struggle rewinding.
I had Zainal Abidin's Hijau.
Oh, Hijau's a good album.
That's a really good cassette song.
Fun fact,
yeah.
I actually just only heard that song for the first time yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, hey. I didn't know it existed. And then I was like, Ezra, what's this song? He was like, oh, it's Hijau. I was like, cool.
It's good. What do we have on Twitter?
On Twitter here, we've got Azman who says, I was 8 years old. I played Ice Ice Baby. And to save battery, I rewound the cassette using a kilometrical pen.
Wow.
That is like some detail. Also, Ice Ice Baby.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Azman, you are like, you know, you're so... classy, kilometrical. Yeah. We use pencils.
Yeah.
And then also Smart Thesis says, I had one exactly like the one in the picture that we have up on Twitter. My mom bought it for me sometime in 1997 and I used until finito kaput. Listen a lot to KRU those days and also New Kids on the Block. La 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 tonight.
Mm, very nice. And finally, what do we have? One more on... Let's just go one more.
Ooh, so this is Ian Tai who says, I had a Panasonic Shockwave, so it kind of counts as a Walkman. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop listening to U2's Achtung Baby, and it'd be swell if you guys could play Mysterious Ways.
Well, Ian Tai, here you go. It is U2 with Mysterious Ways. Get in touch with us and let us know what is your favorite track that you couldn't stop listening to on your Walkman. It doesn't have to be a Sony branded Walkman, because not many of us had that kind of money to buy a Sony Walkman back in the days, right?
Yeah.
That was the Apple kind of like product, right?
Because
it's so, you could go off brand, you could buy something from wherever. It can be any brand. Just anything cassette, portable cassette player, the Walkman. Let us know. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. This is for you, Ian Lai. This is The Mysterious Ways by U2, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.